Well, Thursday's our open house day, and on Fridays we do happy hour after work.
Do we get paid for that?
No! It's an opportunity to get to know your coworkers better.
Pass.
That is why I hired you. You are always negotiating. And now we can be a team instead of competitors.
Oh, like those chipmunks. I am Alvin.
Okay, here's the first property I need you to sell.
A condo? Ashley, give me something good. I can sell anything.
Well, if you want a challenge, the Allen House.
The Allen House. No one ever goes in. No one ever comes out.
Well, that makes sense if no one ever goes in.
We've had the Allen House on the market for years, and nobody's been able to sell it. It has a rodent problem.
It's pet-friendly.
The roof has a hole.
Skylight.
There was a brutal murder there.
So statistically, another murder is unlikely.
Okay, great. Here you go. The address is 44 West 44th Street.
Oh, hell no!
What's wrong?
Well, in the Chinese culture, the number 4 is bad luck. On account it's pronounced si, which sounds like the Chinese word for death, si.
The garbage man is right. Promote him to garbage boss.
Can you please come in here?
I don't want to be in the same room as that flyer.
My mom wasn't trying to be around any bad luck. That's why she banned all the number 4s in the house.
What time is it?
7:45.
It's just Forbes magazine.
It's too close.
Yay, I'm 3! I'm second 3!
Fours aren't so bad. There's 4 Ninja Turtles.
You mean those karate frogs who eat pizza in a sewer? That seems bad.
Emery, don't even try. Mom is crazy superstitious. You know that Stevie Wonder song, Superstition? She won't listen to it because she thinks that's what made him blind.
I am not crazy superstitious. You know who's crazy superstitious? Grandma. She won't face north. She thinks jade wards off evil spirits. And have you seen her room?
Murray Povich 是属虎的，所以他有这么多麻烦。
You have to be patient with Grandma. Every generation gets less and less superstitious, just like how they get less and less racist.
Well, me avoiding that number has kept this family protected.
Sure, but didn't you tell your boss you can sell anything?
Yes, but it's not about my ability.
Besides, the extra money wouldn't hurt. The restaurant's been a little slow lately, so I was thinking about getting a mechanical bull to steer in the crowds. Did you get it?
Yes, it's hilarious. I don't have to laugh to think it's funny.
Okay.
What's the latest, Tupac? Dub straight from the radio. $5 makes it happen. I'll give you 3. Yo, is this a farmer's market? Am I selling squash? Get out of here, Hagglepuss.
Are you selling bootleg CDs?
You know I was.
You didn't lie to me. I like that. Eddie Huang, right?
You're that new teacher with the ponytail.
Ray. Yeah, they make me put it back. And I'm not a teacher. I'm a counselor. Friendship is my curriculum.
Does that mean I'm not going to get detention?
Eddie, I'm not about punishment, but I am about you channeling that hustle into something more positive, like student council. You'll get 1 free period every day.
Really?
And you'll get to show celebrity visitors around the school.
Like Shaq.
Well, I was going to say McGruff or the Helping Hand from Hamburger Helper. But if Shaq visits, sure. Think about it, Eddie. Look into your third eye.
My butthole?
No. It's like an inner peace thing. You know what? It's cool. Just forget it.
This is so big. How many bedrooms?
Between 3 and 5.
Are you going to come inside?
No.
I'm good here. I don't want to crowd you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your laid-back attitude.
I have to go yell through the back window. Don't go inside that house. We don't want the bad energy to get on us, especially you, Eddie. Don't forget to check out the spacious walk-in closet.
So you're really going to run for class president?
Yeah, man. Shaq and a free period, which I've already started calling Naps 101.
The Naps 101? Like Dalmatians, but with naps. I think you've got a good shot. You've got an everyman's husky build and a middle-class background, so people can relate to you.
Man, people don't think about that. All I care about is a cool slogan, and I got a dope one.
Oh, God, Naps 101. Oh, man, you killed me with that, Eddie. I'm starting to think about it. Here I go again.
This Hu Wang can make it right?
It's pronounced Wong. And it's a play on wrong. All day with this.
Cool, chocolate dreidel.
Philip Goldstein for president. Choose the chosen one.
Play a free game of Street Fighter and vote for Brock. Don't leave your ballot. Blanca.
Vote for Trent.
Scotty Pippen? My dad is his accountant.
Who wants a free pair of Airs?
Air Jordans?
No, man. I got something even better. Air Pippins.
Andrew wants those. What? I do not!
Mom, I don't want to eat. Eating is lame.
Sounds like you got a big appetite for fun.
Finnegan.
Which is why here at the Golden Saddle, we just opened up our Kids Corral.
Hit the sky.
We have all the latest games, like Shuffle Puff and Water Squirt.
Water Squirt.
So bring the whole family down to the Golden Saddle. Because just like the food, the fun is well done.
God, the budget on this thing must have been insane.
Lewis? I sold it. I sold the Allen House.
Congratulations, I knew you could do it.
Ashley Alexander bought me a bottle of champagne to celebrate. I took it back to the liquor store, bought 9 Snickers and a Crystal Pepsi. Hmm. I'm seeing you through a Pepsi. What a day.
I told you there was nothing to worry about.
I already got my commission check.
Great. We can get that mechanic a bull ASAP and crush the Kid Corral.
I'm going to treat myself to a pedicure done by a white lady. Huh. That's when you know you've made it. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I know. Taxes, right?
No. Look at this check number.
No. Don't look at that check number. Look at all the other numbers. No. Look at the ones after the dollar sign.
The bad luck followed me. Lewis, we can't keep this money.
Yes, we can. We totally can.
No, we can't. It's tainted. If we keep this, something bad is going to happen to our family. Please, we need to get rid of this.
Okay. If that's what you really believe, I'll support you.
This is for the best. Hmm?
For the best. Hello. I'd like to cash this check, please. Oh, is this your grandson?
Granddaughter.
I'm sorry, sir.
Ma'am.
Hello. I'd like to cash this check, please. Ma'am? Ma'am. Everyone, meet Romeo.
I wish I could. All right, girls?
You don't always have to be on, Vanessa.
Check this out. That's kind of scary. Don't be silly. This is how we're going to compete with Golden Saddle's Kid Corral. They may have water squirt, but we have 8 seconds of glory.
I had 8 seconds of glory last night. Right, girls?
It's the morning, Vanessa. Please, just stop it.
Oh, hey, Lewis. Your family's here.
What? We gotta hide Romeo. Quick, cover him up and don't mention him to Jessica.
All right, here, set that tablecloth.
She doesn't know, but she comes in all the time. What is your long-term plan?
Oh, what's your long-term plan, Nancy?
You know I want to hire a detective to find my real mother.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Well, I have 3 open houses today, so I was hoping you could look after the boys this afternoon.
Absolutely, no problem.
Thank you for being so understanding about that commission check. Oh. Tonight, I'm going to make your favorite pork bone stew. I wish.
Don't.
I
had... Whatever you're about to say, I'm sure it's hilarious.
So people didn't like your slogan. That doesn't mean you still can't win.
I'm up against Street Fighter and Chocolate Tops. I'll be lucky if I even beat the Scottie Pippen kid.
Evan, do you need to go pee?
No.
Yes, but peeing is so boring, and I don't want to miss anything.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Booming onion, Mr. President?
Dad, there's no way I'm gonna win.
Well, win or lose, we're putting on your college application because you literally have nothing. It's just was born, likes lunch, ran for president.
Do you think it'd be gross to dip this in clam chowder? I'ma find out.
I take a boy from pee-pee and I miss everything. This is Grandma falling out of her wheelchair all over again.
What are you complaining about? I'm the one who broke my arm.
I'm never missing anything again.
Evan, see how long you can cover your ears.
Okay.
Hey, boys, we can't let Mom know Eddie tripped over the cord of the mechanical bull and broke his arm. I didn't tell her I bought it, and if she finds out, she'll be very upset.
But why didn't you tell her?
Because she's crazy superstitious. She's going to think this is related to the Allen house, which it's not.
So, you're telling us a lie.
Sometimes a little white lie is okay if it's for a greater good. For example, your mom has those jeans with a zipper that's 6 inches long. Do I tell her it looks like her body's half crotch? No. I say, beautiful blue jeans, honey. The truth would be unnecessary and hurtful.
We just passed the corner where my friend JJ almost got into that guy's van.
And then he tripped on a rug and fell.
Yeah, a little white rug.
Emery, go to your room.
Well, you're lucky you only broke your left arm. You can still do your homework. Imagine what he would have broken if we had cashed that check. His head. Mm. I'll go get some white flower oil. Speed up the healing process.
Beautiful blue jeans, Mom! Mm,
nice touch, Eddie. See, a little white line never hurt anyone.
So we all ate chocolate dreidels while Philip cleared up his stance on Santa. He's for him.
Hmm. Hey, what happened to your arm?
I tripped on a rug.
Huh.
Anyway, so I was so amped up on chocolate that I ran through Scottie Pippen's legs like 5 times. I'm definitely voting for Trent.
Yeah.
It's just, when you're throwing so many punches, it's easy to lose your balance.
Whoa. Wait, what happened?
Well, when I came to... 5 high school kids were trying to steal our Street Fighter machine. Then what happened? Well, when I came to again, they were giving our mascot, Loggy, an Indian burn.
Which is especially bad for a log. Then what happened?
When our Street Fighter game and Loggy's honor are on the line, I got no problem taking on 16 kids. That's when I pulled out my dad's machete. It grazed my arm, but I recovered. Because I'm Eddie Huang. And I'm your Street Fighter! Hail to the Chief, y'all. Say hello to the new 6th grade president. I'm the Abe Lincoln of Abe Lincoln Middle School.
Looks like our good luck continues.
Sure it does. Can I help you?
Mrs. Parker from Child Services. I'm here to investigate possible parental neglect in the home.
Oh, you want that kid down the street, Dave. He always has a Kool-Aid mustache. Nobody's wiping his face.
We're concerned about an injury your son sustained. School employee didn't believe Eddie's story about how he broke his arm, and it raised a red flag.
Sorry I'm late. The sun was peeking through the clouds, and it was so beautiful. I had to stop.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand why Child Services was called.
Before we get into it, I just want to say that this is a safe zone, and that's why I brought... the Share Clam. If I pass it to you, Share how you're feeling.
We're hearing conflicting reports about how Eddie broke his arm. First he said he tripped, then he got into a fight with a bunch of kids, then he had his dad's machete.
Machete? I don't have a machete. That's a jungle weapon.
Eddie, why are you making up all these crazy stories?
Well, Dad said I was okay to tell a lie if it was for good. It was the only way I can win the election.
I said a little white lie, not this. Now tell these nice people the truth about how you broke your arm.
Eddie?
You were at Cattleman's and you tripped?
On the court, the new mechanical bull.
No, I meant the other truth, the rug truth.
But that's a lie, too.
You're killing me, man.
What mechanical bull?
Dad didn't want you to know about it.
Lewis!
Okay, clearly this has been a misunderstanding. 105 this month, Ray. Sometimes a kid throws up. It doesn't mean they're getting poisoned.
Twice, though? Two throw-ups? No way.
Wait a minute. Where did you get the money to buy a mechanical bull?
Who are these people? What on earth did I miss?
Okay, so I grounded Eddie, told him it wasn't okay to lie under any circumstances.
Well, who's going to ground you, Lewis? You're the one who told him it was okay to lie.
For a good reason, to help the restaurant, which helps our family. It was crazy to rip up that check just because it had fours on it.
Oh, it was crazy, huh? Look at all this bad luck we've had since you cashed that check. Two woman detectives show up. We're fighting. Eddie broke his arm.
Those are just random coincidences.
His forearm? I don't think so.
Look, Jessica, sometimes bad things just happen and there's no explanation for it.
Okay, fine. If you think superstitions are nonsense, take off your jade necklace.
My necklace? But I've worn this since I was born. It's like a birthmark on a chain. Hey, this has nothing to do with superstition.
Well, then it should be no problem to take it off.
Okay, I'll take it off.
Just the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal.
Why is that so loud? It's hot. That was cold.
What's happening to me? Why am I so...
Give me my jade. Give me my jade.
Okay, fine. I guess superstition is real if you believe in it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I told Eddie to lie. I'll get rid of the bull.
We're going to have to do a lot more than that. We've invited bad luck into our home. It's on us. It's on the kids. I don't know how to fix it.
I know who does.
Mom, we need to talk to you.
Hey! Come, your name is Legisla, huh?
Sorry, Mom, we just really needed to talk to you.
We have invited bad luck into our home, and we need you to get rid of it.
你看,你脱下那个玉,坏事都发生了。
How did you know?
我感觉到了。 同时我听到你叫, Give me my cheese! Give me my cheese!
Hey, Eddie. Any fallout from that whole emotional jam session?
What?
How are you feeling?
Oh, well, my parents grounded me for lying. At least I'm still president. And I'm psyched for the free period. Naps 101.
Yeah, about that. Apparently that free period is actually a go-to-the-principal's office and lick envelopes period.
What?
Budget cuts. They need the student body to pitch in.
I thought this job was going to be all about naps and Shaq. Maybe he'd playfully put me on his shoulders. And let me stick both of my feet into one of his shoes. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm new here. Apparently this place sucks. Guess it's just our bad luck.
Bad luck.
So Grandma went into the Zodiac books, called up some aunties, and performed a ritual to take away our bad luck.
Some crazy traditions, right?
Bananas!
Raining salt. Too bad it's not raining men.
Ah!
Right, girls?
好了，完成了。我已经解除我们的坏运气了。
Why'd you make us buy all those Garfield mugs for the ceremony? You didn't even use them.
我要怀疑这个仪式，把那个杯子都放在我的篮子里。
Well, I'm glad we all got through that as a family. And now we can put this chapter behind.
You are still grounded.
You hard woman.
Eddie, don't call your mother woman.
Garfield should have a mug that says Naps 101.
So, your company's set up in Delaware. But you live in Florida. The tax man can't touch you.
That's great. You know, I'm always looking for a loophole. Breakaway! I did it! I scored on Scottie Pippen!
I was giving you tax advice, bro.
It's not Shaq's suit, but I guess it'll do.
Y'all are a rude-ass family.
Scottie? Mr. Pippen! Mr. Pippen! Mr. Pippen!
I gotta stop drinking water.
I think that's a good idea.